Welcome back to the Make Money Online Diaries podcast. Yeah, I'm back in the chair. When I say the chair, I mean the car. Because even though it's a summer holidays, we've dropped the littlest off at the grandparents, and that counts as a school run in my eyes. Look, for anyone that's here, don't be suckered in by all TikTok shop products. This is the coffee cup that I bought that I thought was going to be the best coffee cup of all time. Look at that. Look, I think a flat white would be too big for that. Anyway, never mind. What a week. What a week. The fun don't stop. Even though it's the summer holidays, the fun don't stop. It's been insane. Last Sunday, I think it was, Rachel on our team. Rachel was the first person that we recruited as a full-time member of the staff. And she started posting on the Affiliation social page. Well, my God. She did a post and it turns out that she's freaking awesome. I think we're currently at 75,000 views. And she did a post appealing for females. Because it's no secret out there in TikTok shop world, there is a lack of females in certain demographics. So certain brands aren't being represented correctly that are specific to females of certain demographics. Now, the irony is that our demographic at Affiliation, we are already 80% female. We hold that demographic. And it's probably one of the reasons why we're succeeding as well as we are. We understand here that it's the females of my generation that have been stitched up time and time and time again, yet at the same point are being liberated more than ever because they're realizing, hang on a minute, the version of what it meant to be a female in the 1980s is very different to what a female should be in the 2020s. So the ladies of my generation have got this independence and this need for career, but at the same point are still at their heart family people, spinning all of the sorts of plates that a maternal figure would cover. And we, I think it's just one of the benefits of Luke and I being a bit older than most other people in this space. We understand it, not just from a female point of view, but we also understand it from a male point of view. Not just are the men also experiencing their own version of this in seeing how an adapting female role in society changes, but also the female themselves also support men in many instances. It's an absolute mess of a dynamic that you won't understand unless you're in it. And that's where we, through our experience, are already pulling in an awful lot of people in this demographic. Now, that post from Rachel, it brought in 300 new people over the space of 3 days. And again, 80% of those, probably more actually, were women. And I think it's important what that does to a community. We were transitioning from using the Discord, moving to our own app, but were we ready for an influx of 300 people? No. But this energy of people that came in, it was overwhelming in a lovely way. But it just so happened Luke was poorly that one day. So you had me and Rachel messaging, replying to comments, answering DMs, bringing new people in, tasking VAs to match up TikTok handles with people's real names, managing a Discord exit as well as an app onboarding. Luke got back involved just literally a day later, probably earlier than he should have done, but the geezer's a warrior. Got back involved with the campaigns because of course this is exactly the problem with what we do, both the good and the bad, is that our service is free. And when we offer a free service and free samples, let's face it, not everybody is going to come into that community with the right frame of mind. And we saw it play out. Most people, the vast, vast majority, got it. Lovely to be here. Thank you for the opportunity. Can't wait to get going. Embraced everything. Understood that there may be a lack of communication in some aspects, but it would be filled in. Others, where are the free samples? What do? I got denied. And there's that underlying worry. Hang on a minute. How do we separate the people that genuinely want to better their lives from the people that might be here just for a free bottle of magnesium? You see what I mean? And then there's that concept of it being free. It's not just the new people that come into our community that have this mentality. TikTok shop is such a fantastic opportunity. And people just genuinely don't understand that it is still hard work. That they come into a free community and take a free sample. They might post once, even though that's not the obligation that they would have read before they requested the sample. And then quit. Now that's fine for them to be dipping their toes in the waters, but we represent brands as well, you know. Who can't be giving away free samples for people that aren't in it for the right reasons. And that's where we as an agency have got fingers in all sorts of pies, and we've got all sorts of worries and people to think about. And it doesn't matter which way you cut it, they're bleeding stakeholders. And without them, the business fails. So my role, as I'm the community guy, I'm the affiliate guy, I'm the one that has to remind people, look what you've signed up to. Don't just come in, take a sample, and then ask questions. Start asking questions and get your head around it before you take the sample. Read the policy that says we're expecting 4 posts from you for this sample, because people don't get free samples when they just get started. We're the place that gets you that, but there is an obligation on your part that we expect you to know. And we constantly check ourselves, Luke and I. Are our expectations too high? And the simple fact is the answer is no. But then it comes down to, right, is a free service the best way to bring people in? And the answer to that is yes. This is one of the challenges that we will have to face every day, all day, as part of being the team that provide the free service. But it isn't just the beginners. This is the thing. We found that we are fantastic at bringing in people, but we're also fantastic at getting people started from zero up to their first £500 GMV, their first £1,000 GMV. What seems to be happening over the last 6 to 8 months is that once they get to a certain place, they're being overwhelmed by the wave of new people that are coming in, because that's the thing that we're now known for. And what I love about what Luke and I do, we noticed it before someone said it to us, and we've put steps in place to make sure that this is mitigated, because this is a big risk. We can't be training up new people and then watching them leave and making other agencies and other communities the money that they would have been making for us had they stuck around. We need to put these big, big creators that we've developed in our shop window and say, look who we've got on the books. But what's happening is, and yeah, there is one out there, and if you're listening to this, you know exactly who you are. There is one of you out there that runs a community that's DMing our affiliates regularly under various accounts, not just one account. And it's always the same community, and it's always the same person that it comes back to. But when you've got behavior like that, that is quite frankly unethical, we understand we need to do more for affiliate retention. So we're going to. And we're gonna do it in a way that's better than anyone and everyone. You mark my words. Luke and I are laying it out this week of what it looks like. And we need to challenge this subconscious notion that being free devalues who we are and what we do. That mentality. Because we found that the ones that are the most successful are the ones that have stayed the course. Gemma is a perfect example of that. And here we get into part two with Gemma. Since part one aired, the feedback that she's been getting has blown her mind. Because at her stage, the imposter syndrome is still very, very real. And the feedback that she got last week has done wonders for her. And since then, she's had the best week in terms of her TikTok shop performance than she's ever had. The viral post that hit 1 million, it's continued to sell. She ended up getting a deal to sell more of those. And then, just this morning, I'm recording this on a Monday, she woke up and said, look what I've already sold. It was 8 o'clock in the morning. Already a dozen products of various SKUs are gone. She is on a flyer. We couldn't be prouder of her. So let's get into it now, shall we? For those that picked up from last week, we were going through the problem that Gemma had with her leg. Her knee had pretty much collapsed. She had a giant leg brace on. She could barely walk, had to pull herself up the stairs, and she was still posting 3 times a day. What a woman. Let's get into it. Roll up. And you must have been so paranoid about it going, just walking.
Walking. No, that was it. I couldn't take the dogs for a walk without my knee brace on. I was worried. In my house, there's steps everywhere. Just little, you know, little steps down into the kitchen, steps down into the garden. And I was like an old lady, always terrified of falling, or terrified that I was just going to put my foot down and feel the pain again. Because it was excruciating. As it turns out, it was bone on bone, so of course it was going to be excruciating. I just started getting back into rowing. I just started gig rowing in the December. That all had to stop.
So TikTok was almost your release.
Yeah, it was, because I only needed my phone. I only needed my phone and a product and a chair if I had to sit down.
Yeah.
So, yeah, so that's the only thing I had to hold. It felt like It was the only thing I had to hold on to.
Yeah, yeah. And that's the beautiful thing, isn't it? Because you don't need stock. You don't need anything other than a phone and a space. No. You don't.
I still don't have a fancy mic or anything like that, or lighting.
So when was the first poster actually went viral or made you money, or all of a sudden you thought, you know what? There's my proof of concept. There's what I was expecting.
Well, do you know what? Up until the one that's just gone now, I don't think I've haven't had that feeling up until recently. The suitcase video that made like, I don't know, £30, and that was, I was absolutely blown away, or was chuffed, absolutely through the roof. I never had until this video that's just gone. I never had that. It was all little bits here and there, you know.
Sales. Come on, let's talk about that. Let's talk about the viral post. After 9 months of posting, what made you go viral?
A bra. So by this stage, I've told my mum. I told my dad. Called me up. Roll back a couple of months now, like go roll back to February. My dad called me up and said, "You've just come up on my phone." And I said, "Well, I hope so. I'm your daughter." And he was like, "No, I'm on TikTok and you're talking to me." And I was like, "You're on TikTok?" Well, I had no idea my dad was on TikTok. Hadn't the studiest. And I was like, this could be interesting. I was like, yeah, I am. So I had to explain to mum and dad what I was doing and what I had been doing. And they were like, "Why didn't you tell us sooner?" Like,
because I didn't know you were on TikTok.
And I was like, "I didn't know you're on TikTok. I didn't think I'd have to explain it to anybody. My sister's not on TikTok. I didn't expect my mum and dad to be on TikTok."
No.
Yeah. So then roll forward now. So that was February. Roll forward now to July. And I had to send my mum and dad a message to say, "Just so you know, I've gone viral on TikTok and it involves my boobs, but they're not out." I sent them the link to the video. And then I put underneath it, "I always knew I'd make you proud." And my mum came back the first, like literally in seconds. And she was like, "I want one of them now. And you've always made us proud."
Oh,
like, oh, mama.
Yeah. Not, did you ever cry?
Yeah.
Yeah. I
my dad didn't say anything.
I love it. So come on, talk us through. How many views?
Over 700,000 at the moment.
Oh, nice. And how many units have you sold?
Over 500.
Amazing. In how long?
4 days? 5 days?
Yeah. Oh, buzzing. Good for you.
This is the whoosh, like, that everybody, well, not everybody, but this is the whoosh that people talk about. And yeah. I finally experienced a whoosh. That's a technical term I've just created, by the way.
No, I like it. We can patent that. That's fine. But funny that we just had a chat about your account and stuff like that, haven't we? And you can see over the last however many months, we've done so many content reviews, and you can see your confidence on camera growing, growing, growing. Your creativity's leaking out more and more and more. The Ring doorbell post that you did.
Janine,
when Janine needed some probiotics.
I really enjoyed doing them. I want to do some more of them because they are really funny. They make me chuckle, and if it makes you laugh, it's good, isn't it?
Exactly. You could do a Ring doorbell post about a bra.
Can you imagine, Janine, just letting you know that your boobs hang low and you need these.
So is it safe to say then, with the period you had getting started and the however many months of free a day on all sorts of products, what was going on with the knee? It was that group. It was the community.
Absolutely.
That got you through.
Yeah. And then because the community grew as well, didn't it?
Yeah. But those guys, a couple of those guys, they've went off to other communities, and there's no judgment here. You find what fits other people.
Yeah.
And I'm not just saying this is the guy from Affiliate Nation, but you've never been tempted to see what else is going on in different circles?
Do you know what? No. For I am loyal to a fault.
You certainly are.
Be that a good thing or a bad thing. And there's been so many times on this journey where I've reached out to you, or you, in fact, you reached out to me the first time to check to make sure I was all right over something. all of those moments kept me going. And I couldn't imagine doing this journey without you and Luke and Claire and everybody else. You know, like when you find your people, you find your people.
Yeah.
And sorry, you're my people.
Damn right. Damn right we are.
I'm not in a rush. Like, you guys have developed and grown. Your agency started in school. Now onto Affiliate Nation. We were in Discord. Now there's an app. I'm enjoying the journey with you. I feel like I'm part of it. Well, I am.
You are.
So I feel, and I'm proud of that. I love it. Like, it's the best group of people, the best cheerleading squad that you could ever possibly want to have. Mm-hmm. And so why would I try and find? I'd only be looking for the same thing somewhere else, and I'm not going to find the equivalent, in my personal opinion.
We've really found our stride now, and the community is such a welcoming, inclusive place. It's really something special at the moment, and it's lovely to be a part of, isn't it?
No, it's awesome. You've affected and touched so many lives in such an incredibly positive way that you just should be just immensely proud of yourselves at, 110%.
Wow, it's a collective effort. We brought the people together, but it was you guys that found each other and supported each other and then brought out this mentality in everybody. That's it. We're a community. That's exactly what we are.
No, absolutely. And it's just fab. There's everything about it just makes me happy on a daily basis. The grind with the 9 to 5, can check the app, see what's going on. Like, have a giggle. I mean, God, I wouldn't have done the bra post if it hadn't have been for Vicky. She did the bra post first. Well, she was the first one that I saw do it. And I thought, number one, that looks like a really comfortable bra. Number two, I reckon I could do that. So I applied for a sample and there's my, here the bra is, and away I went.
Amazing.
Not thinking anything of it.
I remember up in Manchester, one of the guys caught me during like one of the intervals, and he went, Des, I came here for Amazon FBA, but I think I've walked into a cult. He's gone, but I want to sign up, and he signed up. Amazing. So what is it then? People listening to this and they're thinking, I want to get involved. What is the reality that people don't see?
It's hard. It's not as easy as like the videos. When you watch TikTok and you see the videos pop up, it looks easy. It is fun. That's not the right thing to say, but it's hard to be consistent, and you've got to be consistent to build your following, to build your confidence, to build your skill set. You can't just do one post and then not post again for another week. That's the hardest bit. Or, whether you want to do it or whether you don't want to do it, you've got to do it.
Yeah.
That's what I think. When the post doesn't go anywhere and it sits in 200 jail, as they like to call it, and you've put all of your blood, sweat and tears into it and it doesn't go anywhere, and you think, this is silly, I'm never going to go anywhere. The mindset to stop that voice from taking over and just quitting, keeping going, it's hard, but it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it.
So how has it changed you as a person since October?
I'm more confident, for starters. I feel a bit more like the old Gemma. The girl that used to stand up in front of 1,000 people and tell them what they're going to do and what they're going to see and where they're going to go and how they're going to do it. I feel more like her. I lost her for quite a while through COVID and out the other side, changing jobs, coming off of sea onto land. I feel like she's back again, I am balls to the wall, I can do this attitude that I always used to have when I was younger. That's probably the biggest takeaway, I suppose. Stepping outside of your comfort zone and doing something that you've never done before, mastering a new skill at 44 when I started, and 45 now. So
me too.
It's a good age.
Yes.
It's a good age. I wasn't too thrilled about turning 45, but I've got over it now. So yeah, that was the best bit.
No money can buy that, can it?
No, it can't. Just the learning curve. Because you get to a certain age and people don't expect you to change. That's who you are. That's what you're going to be. You're Gemma that works in crews, that does this, 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 and this. You're not, you don't suddenly go, actually, do you know what, this is not all I am. There's more to me than this story. That's not what people expect you to do. But I've done it, and I'm doing it.
You are. You are changing, but you're in every way. How much weight you lost?
Nearly over 3 stone.
You've changed entirely.
Yes, this is also true. This is also true. There's a part of the community and the, just achieving things I never thought I would be able to achieve.
Mm.
I never thought that I would. I am now the same weight that I was. I forget that I'm not on TikTok and I can use the word weight. I have lost a fuck ton of weight. I'm the same weight as I was when I was 16.
Oh, that's amazing.
It blows my mind. So I started TikTok in October and I wanted to row for ages. I'd seen the people doing it and I thought that looked, you know, I could do that. That looks fun. And there was a sign in the gym, a poster, if you want to try it, call this number. And I'd been doing TikTok for a couple of months and I thought, why am I not just sending a message to this person and saying, yeah, I'd like to give it a go when I'm doing all of this? So yes, that's how I started rowing. If I hadn't been for TikTok, I might not have got the courage to actually, again, step out of my comfort zone and try it. And they're a great network of people as well. And now I'm on my way into the, well, I'm in the, into the competitive team.
Love it. Honestly, absolutely smashing it. I'm so proud of seeing you change over the last 6-9 months. The person that you were. I remember you when you came to Brighton, and even that, from Brighton to the version of you that came to Manchester, you were a different person.
Yeah. No, you're right. Brighton was the first time that when we went to Brighton, on the way up to Brighton, I stopped and made a post because I've made £250, I think. Was like my best month ever. And that had been with the suitcases and lives and things. And I was so chuffed. It was untrue. And then by the time we rolled forward to Manchester, you know, and things had massively changed then, like number one, physically, and my knee was back.
Yeah.
I'd had the operation, got over it. And yeah, it was a massive difference.
Really was.
And roll on October. The next one.
We'll finish up with the last two. Number one, what advice would you give to anyone that's either starting their journey, thinking of their journey, or struggling in the start of their journey?
If you haven't started, just number one, join a filler nation. And number two, just start. There's never going to be a perfect time. You're going to have to learn on the job. You can't do TikTok and be amazing first time out the bat. It's going to take a while, but you've got to stick with it.
Yeah.
And if you're doing it already and you've not been doing it for that long, keep going. Don't give up, because you never know when it's going to change. I mean, I still feel like I'm on the precipice. Like I'm still going. I wouldn't say that I've made it, but I'm doing it like incredibly. I've still got loads to learn, but it's exciting. It's so exciting. The possibilities are endless. The opportunities are endless.
And the journey's fun, isn't it?
It is. It is fun. And you'll find your people. Like, I would never expected that the best bit out of this journey has been making so many friends that are all like-minded individuals from all walks of life, from all around the country, from all different backgrounds. And it's like walking into Cheers, you know, do you remember the TV program Cheers? Yeah,
where of course I remember. I'm 45 as well. I remember Cheers.
Of course you do. Don't get me wrong, we all start because of the money,
of course.
You're like, that
and
is that,
and that's still the goal.
That's still the goal. But then what comes along that's unexpected, the friendships, the community, the support, the laughs, that's money can't, like you said, money can't buy it.
Yeah.
That's brilliant. The best bit.
All right, so let's finish up. What's next for you? What's your goals now? Last day of July tomorrow. What are we doing before the end of the year?
We're just We're just keeping going. One step in front of each other. One step further every day. 1% better. If I could get 1% better every single day, then I would be absolutely flying by Christmas.
That's the perfect answer. That's the perfect way to end it as well. What we're going to do is we'll check in with you. Let's call it 4 or 5 months and we'll see how you get it on, because you're going nowhere.
Absolutely. I tell you what I do want to achieve before the end of the year. I want to be brave enough to put my name in the hat to actually row in a regatta.
Oh, right, Gemma, thank you so much for spending some time with me. Really, really appreciate it. And I'm over the moon that you're the first one on.
Thank you.
And welcome back. And that's the Gemma interview. And she's done amazingly. She's done so well. I'm so proud of Gemma. The things that she's got in her mind and the things that she wants to do, they're utterly achievable, even though she thinks that they were beyond her. What if I told you that that goal she had, where she wanted to row in a regatta, she's achieved it. She wanted to achieve it by the end of the year. She's achieved it already. She did it like 4 days later. Unbelievable. And she's kicking on. I need to have a word with her now and ask her what her goals for the rest of the year now are. Okay, I think that'll do it. Thanks for listening, everybody. Share this if you like. Please get this out there. If you want to be involved in this, let me know. If you want to come to Leeds, that event is shaping up to be something out of this world, by the way. Give me a shout. I'll put the link down there, deshamilton.co.uk, to find out more and get your tickets. Other than that, I'll see you next week. Take care.